morning madhouse. No limit, Larry in here morning madhouse. Pressure, gotta be the pack out. 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. we gon' act out. Bet it, Charlotte, we trapped out. Larry and Burpee was popping, we locked in. Jessica Fine, I got her on my top 10. Power 98, the best in the city. Incognito by the mix in the kitchen. In the business, Ricky Ruckus, the realest. The block of the street, it ain't no competition. Power 98, you know we the move. Shark and Butter, about to do what it do. Concord, Gas House, Rock Hill. Gab the Lancaster, it don't stop there. Bet it's 4-0, Nation 4-0. Hidden Valley, North Charlotte, stop where? Yeah, this is my spot. Yeah, Morning Man House, don't stop. Yeah, Power 98. On top, yeah, Shotty got the game on lock. This is my spot, yeah. Morning Man House, don't stop, yeah. Power 98 on top, yeah. Shotty got the game on lock. Morning Man House, don't stop, yeah.
Y'all know what it is. No Limit Larry, the Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and IP. Clocking in, today is Monday. Woo! One day closer to a lot of things, man. One day closer to the big sleep out there we're doing this Saturday over in Tent City. And one day closer to back to school. And I got a question. I got a serious question about back to school. I'll talk about that later. High today is going to be right near 89, 72 degrees on your way out the house this morning on this Monday morning if you do got to leave and go somewhere. Other than that, if you're waking up and standing in your living room, you're going to be all right. You might have to deal with some rain later on this afternoon, probably about 12:30, 1 o'clock. Rain chances increase to about 45%. And then increase throughout the evening and throughout the night. And we're going to be dealing with the same thing almost all week long. Morning sunshine, afternoon rain. Morning sunshine, afternoon rain with highs in the mid to late 80s all week long. In the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to Miss Jessica the Garrett next day.
Good morning to you. Good morning to you. We're all in our places with bright smiling faces, and this is the way we start our new day. Good morning, everyone.
What's up with it?
Ain't nothing. How you doing?
How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Ready to do it.
How was your weekend?
Weekend was cool. You know, just sort of chilled out, relaxed, hung out. I went to the pool yesterday.
Okay.
But there, you know, the rain started, so.
Now you, what pool did you go to?
One of my friends.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah, so.
Yeah,
just chilled out.
You know what? I was telling my homeboy yesterday. I said I want to go to the pool. I went to one pool over there by the old Double Oaks, and boy, that thing was peak. And the way they do it is, you get 2 hours in, and then you got to leave, and then they take a 2 hour break, and then they open it back up. And it was crowded. I was like, I ain't never seen them many black people in the pool at one time since my neighborhood sleep out. And it was I'm good. Find somebody in the neighborhood and dive in their pool. That's what I'm going to do until they put me out.
Okay.
That's just what I'm going to do. But I definitely want to swim. And I usually swim at the aquatic center, but it's not really been open like that. It's been on and off, so I don't know. Also in the Madhouse with me this morning, y'all say what's up to comedian Baby.
I say good morning.
Red Rose City.
Good morning.
Sparkle City.
Good morning.
Statesville.
Good morning.
Charlotte, America.
Good morning.
What up, boy?
What's happening?
How was the weekend?
Weekend was straight.
Did you have a show or something?
I did.
Did people come see you?
I had a show outside.
Did people come see you?
People showed up, man.
Ain't nobody come see
you. I wasn't expecting it. It wasn't as many people as when we was at the other spot.
Ain't nobody come see you.
Larry, they coming to see me, man.
Ain't nobody come see you.
They coming to see me. I fell out.
You said it wasn't as many as the other spot.
Yeah, nah, they won't do it. But they set it up that way to where it couldn't be there.
Yeah. Where was it at, though? I'm just messing
with you. At Spirit Square.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was outside. They do a thing every Friday called Sounds on the Square.
That's for sure.
Yeah, they do a free show. They have music. And this was the first one. They had a comedian come out, which was me, to do my thing before the music started playing, before the people started performing.
Oh, okay.
It was dope. They asked me to... I guess because of my performance, they asked me to host it every week. I said, yeah, I don't know about every week, but we can work something out. We can see what's happening. I come out chair now and then. You know what I mean?
That's what's up, big dog. Everybody. You good?
Yeah, man. How was your weekend?
Man, what did I do this weekend? You know, my weekends go so fast. I forget what I did. Let me see. Friday. I'm always on the block.
Right.
At the wall, you know, when you're serving the homeless community, they said they miss you out there. I told them you ain't coming back. They said they miss you out there, but I told them you ain't coming back. But yeah, so we got there, you know, I was out there definitely Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all weekend, you know, just trying to make sure they got everything they need. You know, the biggest thing that they're going through right now is, a company is trying to remove some of the homeless people from
the block,
from not from the block, from this camp. This is what they call a 12th Street camp. So it's on this property. It's a private owner, and he's filed an injunction with the city to have them removed by Friday. So, and it's just a lot going on. You're talking about moving at least 60 people that have nowhere to go. So, and 60, actually, because he also owns the other property too. So it's more of upwards of about 100, 110 people that, you know, they just got nowhere to go.
Right.
So it's like, you know, what do? You got to pack this stuff up, and then we got to move, but move well. So, you know, just dealing with that. We got our big sleep out. Shout out to the Kendall Fields Foundation, with the Fields Foundation, Block Love Charlotte, United Neighborhoods in Charlotte. We'll be doing a sleep out to raise money and items, you know, because this COVID-19 is not slowing down. Their resources are not opening back up. So, you know, we got to have resources to keep what we have going on, and, you know, to supply the needs of others in the city. When you talk about, we're dealing with housing, you're dealing with food, you're dealing with clothing, you're dealing with hygiene items. So, and this is a day-to-day basis. You're talking about over 200, 250 people. So that's what we're doing to sleep out for this Saturday. We're going to start at 6 p.m. and go to the next day. Yeah, it's going down. Come on, join us, man. You can come at least keep us entertained for about an hour or two.
Huh?
You see what I'm saying? All right, man, let's get the show started this morning. It is No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Got it popping for y'all this morning. You know, it's a Monday, so it's a game show Monday. We're going to drop that on y'all about 6:35. We got your Madhouse classic throwback song of the morning. That's going to drop by 6:30. Miss Jessica's got her doghouse courtroom in the 8 o'clock hour, and Burpee's got his thoughts. And, of course, you already know it's 7:40. The hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Madd, is going to drop. All right, let's get it started with your inspirational power word of the morning, Pastor R.J. Davis of Nations Forward Community Church.
Good morning, I'm Pastor R.J. Davis, and this is your moment of inspiration. We are often reminded in the Bible to be thankful for the many ways God has blessed us. But if you're experiencing financial pressures, job loss, health issues, marital strife, or other problems, gratitude may not come easily. Still, we are reminded not to let these trials keep us from being thankful for God's grace and mercy and every spiritual gift He freely gives. Whether we are comfortable in life or struggling under the weight of adversity, there is always something to be grateful for. In the midst of trials, choosing to be grateful will allow God to transform us, helping us to move past our feelings to discover the blessings of His presence. God inhabits the praises of His people. So today, remember to praise Him and give Him thanks. I'm Pastor R.J. Davis. This has been your moment of inspiration on Power 98.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference.
The Morning Madhouse, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Yep, you know what time it is. It's time for that Madhouse question of the day.
Let's talk about who. All right, Madhouse Nation, listen up. As we get ready for schools to start right here in North Carolina, there is one school district that is putting some rules around remote learning. It's out there in Illinois, and they will not allow students to wear pajama bottoms or slippers while doing remote learning. What's their reasoning? Well, they say since pajamas are not allowed in school, they're not allowed for remote learning as well. In addition to that, students cannot sit on their bed during class. They must sit at a table. Now, one parent spoke out and said, we have to meet families where they are and not put more restrictions on them. We want to know, what do you think about these mandates? Are you in agreeance with them, or do you disagree? Students cannot wear pajamas and they cannot sit in their bed. They have to sit at a table during remote learning. What do you think about it?
Me and my homeboy also said that, you know, if it's a uniform school, like, you know, some of these schools are uniforms, do kids still have to wear uniforms? We had that question too. Like, that's a serious question. Like, do families still have to go out and buy uniforms and stuff like that? So, with that said, I think whatever the rules of the school are, that should be still the rules implied or applied at home to remote learning. So, therefore, I do agree with having students not coming to class or remote learning via or in pajamas and not on their beds. Yeah, sit up at a table, pay attention, and be attentive. Yeah, I agree with this.
These are still kids. These are still kids, and kids need order and structure in their lives. And so I definitely agree with this one. I definitely agree with this one. And we're going to be mandating these things in our household with our little one. You have to get up. You're going to have to get dressed every single day by a certain time. The bed is made for relaxation. So, you know, I'm all about environment. And your environment has to be good in order for you to be productive. So, you know, we've created a learning space for her where she can sit. And I mean, that doesn't even have to be anything fancy, but just a dedicated area for you to sit and do your work. I definitely agree with this.
I completely disagree with it because these aren't normal times. We're teaching these kids to grow up and act a certain way so they can know how to act when they get a job. And if you're working from home and you ain't got to dress up, or you don't have to be in a certain area and you're working from home, why you got to do it when you're in school?
Because we're adults.
I feel like it's at the parents' discretion. You can't tell me how to run my house.
But these are also kids, so they don't have the years of experience that adults do when coming up and learning that it is appropriate for you to wear this type of clothing in this environment. And it's not an environment where you can just wear anything, anything goes. That's not the world that we live in today. And these are kids, and they have to learn that, and this is the time that you teach them.
Right.
It's the world that you live in now. This is what's happening in 2020.
But you can still have structure in this world that you live in.
You can still have structure, but it's to the parents' discretion. You want your child to be comfortable. I'm not saying lay in the bed. You have to lay in the bed. I'm just saying you don't have to I'm just saying the schools don't have to mandate it. Of course, I'm going to teach my child you have to wake up in the morning so you can learn, so you can eat breakfast, so you can get ready for school. But I'm not going to, the school doesn't have to tell me where you have pajama bottoms. What, you going to make the child stand up on the computer to see if they got pajama bottoms on?
You have different activities to keep kids engaged and moving and things like that. It can't just be a remote. Some of your best teachers are going to tell your students, get up, move around, instead of just constantly sitting there staring at a computer screen the entire time. We're talking about little kids that are going to be doing remote learning. They wouldn't normally sit in a classroom staring at the teacher at the chalkboard all day. They would be up moving around. And so teachers are moving that to remote learning. So students will have to get up and move around.
But
you know what? A lot of kids, they want to dress up anyway. They want to get up and get dressed. You know, it's some that, you know, that definitely still want to get up and get dressed and have a normal activity, because when remote learning first started, a lot of kids that I saw my daughter in school with, in class with, they were dressed just like they was in school.
So, and just imagine being in your pajamas, sitting in your bed while trying to learn in math class. You know, it doesn't match up. It doesn't match up. You're going to feel like this is a relaxed environment. You might say, let me sit back for a second.
Fall asleep.
This is class. Nah. This is school.
How do we tap in on this?
Hit us up on our Instagram page. It's at Hey Miss Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Mad House on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got hit his no cap.
Nosy Neighbors, it is 6:22. Time for your first Nosy Neighbor News Quickie of the week. Ava DuVernay, her nonprofit cinema and social justice organization is called Array Alliance, is sponsoring a 2-night drive-in movie pop-up. What are the movies that she's going to be showing? Selena and Purple Rain. They're going to be shown on a 40-foot screen in downtown L.A. over the weekend. This weekend, tickets are free, but they're already sold out. So if you didn't get a ticket for that one, you're not going to L.A., you're going to miss out on that one. But shout out to Ava DuVernay for doing that, especially during a time when movie theaters are closed and, you know, ain't no new movies dropping right now. So shout out to her. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
I want
know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your nosy neighbor news.
Tell that.
His music.
Another Larry the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, Megan Thee Stallion, Girls in the Hood. Your Madhouse question of the day, hashtag MHQOTD. What is it today, Ms. Jessica?
We are talking about the school district in Illinois as we get ready to send our students back to school. They are banning, number one, that students cannot wear pajamas while they're doing remote learning. They cannot sit on their bed during remote learning. They have to sit at a table. We want to know, what do you think about these rules?
I think, yes, I would follow these rules as a parent, and I would encourage other parents to do so as well. Have your kids, you know, really get dressed up like they're going to schools, you know, so they can get back some of the normalcy in their life. And I know that everybody's been hashtag new normal, but some things can kind of remain the same. So I would agree with, you know, get your ass up, put some clothes on, and get in there and learn.
I didn't need the school district to mandate this. I was already going to do it. So I definitely agree with it.
I disagree with it. I don't feel like you should be able to tell someone how to run their home. If my baby's going to get up, not if they get up, I'm going to get my babies up. I'm going to have them ready for school. But to me, saying they can't wear pajama bottoms, I wish you would tell my baby stand up so you can see their pants. And then if they get in trouble, log off. Stop playing with me.
Let me ask you this. If one of your daughters is in pajama pants, mm-hmm. and a part of their remote learning activity is to stand up, and so now their pajama pants are being shown, would you feel some type of way about that?
Not at all. They got pajama day at school.
Okay.
All right. How do we tap in, Ms. Jessica?
Hit us up on our Instagram pages at Hey Ms. Jessica, at I Am No Limit Larry, at I Am Burpee, or leave it on our voicemail, 704-227-8780.
The morning turn up is real.
Okay.
Act up.
Wake your ass up with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse in the morning. On Power 98.
No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse coming up. We playing a game show Monday. You get to spin the game show wheel. Good morning. Who is this?
This your boy Greedy calling out that east side.
Greedy.
What's good with it?
You ready to spin this game show wheel?
Let's do it.
All right. When we come back, we're going to find out what game Greedy going to play. Coming out the
come
east
on,
side
Greedy.
Of we're going to see what game Greedy
I'm ready for
play.
My boy Greedy.
And we're going to find out if he's going to win on game show Monday when we come back. It's Power 98.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit.
Give me that
with No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98. Madhouse Nation, y'all know what time it is. It's Game Show Monday with Larry, Jessica, and Burke. It's the Madhouse. Tap in right now, 570-WPEG.
Power 98 WPEG, good morning. Who's the day's contestant on Game Show Monday?
It's your boy Greedy. What's good with it?
What's hey, up, Greedy?
Greedy, what up?
Hey, man, on the way to work trying to win something.
Okay, Greedy, here we go, big dog. We're about to spin this game show wheel and see what game you're going to play. All I need you to do is say, spin that wheel.
Spin that wheel.
You've selected
trivia.
Ooh, you got trivia, bro. That means you got general trivia. These are questions you should know. This could be about anything. You get three questions. If you get two of the three correct, you win, all right?
Let's do it.
Kick it off, Ms. Jessica.
Greedy, I need you to tell me, what two colors can you mix together to get purple?
Blue and red.
You are correct.
All right, Greedy. What you got for him, Bert?
I need you to tell me, what state was Pepsi created in?
Damn.
Texas?
No.
You going with Texas? Okay.
No.
And Greedy, when you look that one up, you're going to be surprised, all right?
You will.
So I got your third and final question. If you get this one correct, you are winning on Game Show Monday, all right?
Let's get it.
All right. My question is, what phase are we in North Carolina when it comes to the coronavirus?
You said what phase?
What phase, yeah. What phase are we in when it comes to the coronavirus here in North Carolina?
Two.
You are correct, big dog. You got it.
You win.
That boy smart on Game Show Monday. He pulled through.
He pulled through.
All
was looking rough for
me. You worked tonight, though. All right, Greedy. So we can't give anything out right now due to the coronavirus because we are in phase two. When we get in phase three, we can give y'all all the gifts y'all want. But we can't give you 5 shout-outs, big dog. What you got for us?
Shout out to everybody hustling, getting to the money this morning. Man, y'all stay prayed up out here, man.
That's what's up, man. And give a shout out to your favorite radio station.
Power 98.
Now, Living Larry, the morning man, House Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, and it's time to let y'all shine. Your kids doing well. Your mama doing well. Shout out to your daddy!
Shining from a mile. Queen City put the shine on the crown. Hey, shout out to everybody out here bossing. Huh. You know we gotta shine, big flossing. Hey, I wanna send a shout out to my people out here handling the business. Real. I'ma tell a whole city that you. My girls and my fellas, you love them, then tell them. Make sure they get the flowers while they can still smell them.
Great job. Got his equipment for Christmas, and
he's
doing awesome.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who are you trying to let shine?
I'm sorry.
Who is this, by the way?
This is Desmond Sullivan.
Desmond, good morning to you. Happy Monday. Who are you trying to let shine?
I'm letting my son shine. I'm a proud father of a 12-year-old DJ, DJ Wildcard.
Oh, I know DJ Wildcard. I follow him. Shout out to him.
Shout out. Follow him on IG at Wildcard the DJ.
Yeah, he's Wildcard a dope little DJ. Artist. Dope little DJ out there doing his thing. Shout out to him.
Thank you.
Power 98, good morning. You letting somebody shine?
Yes.
Who you letting shine?
I want to check shine on my wife, Veronica Crawford. She's an outstanding mom, and I love her.
Good morning. Who you going to let shine this morning?
Good morning. I would like to let my daughter, Sharon Cook, shine because she did everything she needed to do for her second semester of college. All I needed to do was just sign at the bottom line. So everything is good now. Hey.
I want to let one of our favorite listeners inside the Madhouse shine. She celebrated her birthday on Saturday. Y'all know her as P-Mac, P-Black, a.k.a. Pam McCullough, a.k.a. I'll body slam your neck over there and turn
P Mike.
Shout out to P-Mac. Happy birthday, and we appreciate everything you do for the community, everything you're doing for them kids over there at Turning Point, and everything you do for us, because you will cook for us at least one time, my dear.
Happy birthday, P-Mac.
Happy birthday, P-Mac.
Mac, keep shining, baby. Coming up, man, y'all know what it is. Miss Jessica's got your nose and neighbor news dropping at 7:24, and the hottest hashtag on Instagram, hashtag Larry Mad at 7:40.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, me.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Mad House on Power 98.
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, Nosy Neighbors, it's almost time for your Nosy Neighbor News. Let's see. Carole Baskin is upset with Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. I'm going to let you know why and what she is saying about that. Chris Brown has something new. I'm going to let you know what it is. And Michelle Obama is teaming up with a rapper to help encourage people to go vote. Who is it?
You already know it's my big dog, Tip, T.I. Harris, you know what I mean, Clifford.
Chance the Rapper.
All right, well, find out who it is. It's coming up in your Nosy Neighbor News next.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Quickie, tell that.
Right after music from Lil Babe.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, Nosy Neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your Nosy Neighbor News from Monday, August 10th. Fabio Foreign is okay. Rumors began to swirl that the rapper passed away after a vehicle said to be his was shot at in Atlanta. Kenny Beats went on Twitter and wrote, "I just got word that he is okay. The circumstances around the shooting are unknown." Carole Baskin is not happy with Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion for filming the latest video, WAP, with Big Cats. Baskin, who was the subject of the Netflix documentary The Tiger King, says that even though the cats were likely filmed and photoshopped into the video, it is still cruel to use them. She goes on to say that the worst thing about having big cats in the video is the glamorization and rich people thinking that they can own one as a pet. Chris Brown has some new ink. The singer added a Doberman bearing its teeth to an ancient Greek statue of Venus de Milo. This tattoo stretches from the base of his neck up towards his ear. The new ink was done by a celebrity tattooist, and it is inspired by Tough Crowd, an LA-based streetwear company. You want to see it? It's up on my Instagram story waiting for you at Hey Miss Jessica. 2 Chainz has teamed up with Michelle Obama's When We All Vote group to dispel the myth that formerly incarcerated men and women lose their right to vote once they have done time. He took to Instagram to break down what's determined whether a former inmate can legally vote. He points out voting rights vary from state to state, but most states restore voting rights for formerly incarcerated inmates. You need to check it out with your individual state. What does Nick Cannon think about Kanye's presidential run? He says, "I love it." Nick Cannon says America needs another black man in the White House. Back in 2016, though, Nick Cannon said that he was not voting in the presidential election because he believes it's a popularity contest. However, he does believe in voting in local elections. Happy birthday to Michael Bibbins and Jacob Lattimore. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica, the neighborhood.
Power 98. And real quick, Jessica, it's my boy's birthday too. Deion Sanders, baby, prime time.
His birthday was actually yesterday.
Yeah, but
let
you know
me,
what I mean?
Let me handle birthdays, Larry. I mean,
you got to give him a later shout out. He's one of the greatest to ever do it.
Then we'd always do it.
And you gotta,
Whitney Houston was over the weekend,
and
too.
She was yesterday, too. Shout out to Whitney, man. We got to celebrate us. You know what I mean? Got to celebrate. All right. You know what's coming up? Ms. Jessica told you on the Nosy and Neighbor News about Fabio Foreign. What did she say about Favi? Get out. Another Valerie, the Morning Madhouse, 570 WPG. First caller through with the correct answer. You got them 5 shout outs. Charlotte's plugs, Pat out of 8.
Keep it tapped in to No Limit Larry and the Morning Madhouse. Coming up at 7:40 a.m. It's the hottest hashtag on IG.
Hit the hashtag.
Find out why Larry is mad.
You damn right I'm mad.
Only on Power 98. EG.
Good morning, Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. 73 degrees, sunshine. Today's high is going to be right near 88. Miss Jessica told you on the Nosy Neighbor News about Fabio Foreign. What did she say about Fabio? 570-WPEG. First call through, correct us. You got the 5 shout outs. 1-800-525-0098. You can dial that number too. Let's go. Power 98. Fabio.
Power 98. Good morning. Who is this? Send me the Addy. I'm Power 98, good morning. Who is this?
Hi, Jessica.
Hi, Steve.
What up, Steve?
Hi, Larry.
What up, Steve? How you been?
What did I say about Fabio Foreign in the Nosy Neighbor News?
You said that Fabio is alive.
What was...
Fabio Foreign.
Why you keep saying making that noise after you say his name?
That's how he sounds when he raps A.
And what's his name again?
Fabio Foreign.
Thank you. You're correct.
I'm sick of Steve. Don't call him on Steve. You're crazy.
That's what it is. Win.
Go ahead, Steve. Drop your 5 shout outs.
I'd like to give a shout out to the gang. What's up? Shout out to my...
Speed it up, Steve.
Love... My lover, Jessica, don't rush. I'd like to shout out Larry, Jessica, and Burpee.
That's 5. Thank you very much. And tell us your favorite radio station.
You didn't go cut Steve off like that?
That's he did five.
He did five.
What's your favorite radio station, Steve?
Shout out to Power 98.
See, that's why I got to speed him along, because he takes forever.
Hey, coming up, man, the hottest hashtag on Instagram.
No way.
Hashtag Larry Mad. Find out why Larry is mad up next.
I'm Larry the Morning Madhouse. Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Y'all know what time it is, boys. A little bit past 7:40. It's like 7:41. And it is time for the hottest hashtag on Instagram. Hashtag Larry Mad.
Woke up this morning with something on his mind. Larry is mad. Now let's see why.
I'm mad. Are you mad? Are we mad?
I'm sick of it, Barbara. I'm sick of it, Jessica. I'm sick of it. I am sick of it. It had only been out 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. I'm sick of it already. Kara Baskin said she was mad at Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion for putting cats in the WAP video. I am mad at Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion for making the song. No, not cause the song nasty. I don't care nothing about that. I actually like that part. I am mad because now everybody, every woman on earth that I have seen on Instagram for the last 3 days, all y'all got that WAP. Okay, so everybody got the WAP now. So everybody hashtag WAP, Burpee. Everybody hashtag WAP. Huh?
Don't you put me
in. Oh, so you went on Instagram this weekend and didn't see it? Exactly. So every female got that WAP. Ha ha! Ha ha! Ha ha! Whoa, I had to laugh. I had to laugh at this one right here. Now listen, Linda, listen. Let me tell you something. All you got to do is look at how you're living. Look at what you're driving. Look at if you got how much money you got in your account, and that'll let you know if you got that WAP or not. If you can't call somebody right now and get at least a hundred. If you can't call that dude and say, listen, I need $100 and he don't flinch and he don't say nothing back, you ain't got that WAP. You ain't got it, baby. You ain't got it. Some of y'all got the opposite of the WAP. You got that DOP. I'm just here to tell you, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but everybody ain't got it, bro. Every page I went down or every page I went past this weekend, that was a female. Okay, not every one of them. I'm exaggerating a little bit. Probably about 85% of them. Every hashtag, WAP, hashtag, blah, 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 blah. You ain't even got flip-flops, but you got WAP. All right. Y'all gotta stop, man. Y'all gotta stop. But other than that, man, I love the song. And for the people that said about the song, it's nasty. You grew up on Uncle Luke, NWA, Lil Kim, Foxy Brown, and y'all gonna complain about Megan Thee Stallion, Cardi B? Stop! How about y'all, everybody complaining about the song? How about y'all stop? Hit the hashtag, man, and see what else I've been mad about. Y'all gotta stop this. This is madness.
No limit,
WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. You know who that is, Dolph right there. Incognito live in the kitchen. We appreciate it, big dog. And now it's time to get Burpee's thoughts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
It's Monday. Everybody knows that there's a pandemic going on in the world right now, and the safest thing that we can do is quarantine. Correct? Can we all agree that the safest thing we can do is quarantine?
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of y'all need to quarantine for reasons other than the damn coronavirus. I be watching videos online a lot, all the time, and I see a lot of fight videos. And to me, if you get your ass whooped so bad that Worldstar won't even post it, you need to keep your ass in the house. Don't even come outside. Don't even think about coming outside. You need to quarantine for 14 days to get your face back. If you go to a restaurant, but you get kicked out for snitching, some goons done ran up on you, told you you got to get out of a luxury restaurant, you need to go back home and keep your ass in the house quarantined for 14 days. Hey, Tekashi. If you go on podcasts making fun of domestic violence situations, you need to keep your ass in the house. You're going to lose sponsorships. You're going to lose a lot of friends, and people going to start dragging you on the internet. Hey, Drea. I'm just saying, Larry Jessica, it's other reasons than the coronavirus that people need to quarantine. If you got them fuzzy flip-flops that you wear, them fuzzy slides with the with the hair on the front of it, have you seen them?
Yeah, my wife wants them.
Keep your ass in the house. You don't need to come outside with them little ugly slides on.
They're not that ugly.
The face is ugly.
I kind of like them.
Larry, if you come out the house, if you out walking about with your toes in the air, I don't want to see not now one of your little ugly ass toes, Larry. Stay in the house, quarantine for 14 days. Make sure you put lotion and you get all other work done on your feet. I don't want to see nobody's toes. I hate feet.
I'm going to make sure I wear my sandals tomorrow.
Don't you wear your damn sandals in here.
Wear my Nike slides.
Because that rubber part of the slides is going to make your feet sweat. And when your feet sweat, they stink. I don't want to see that, Larry. If you come in here with it, I'm going to report you. You got to quarantine for 14 days.
You got
to
do what you got to do. I'm wearing them tomorrow, Bells.
It's reasons other than the coronavirus that you need to quarantine. If somebody say that you got that bad WAP instead of some good WAP, keep your ass in the house. We don't want to see that. We don't want to hear about it. Don't nobody want to talk about it. Stay at home, quarantine for 14 days. That's it.
And those for Burpee Stars. Think about it.
What you thought?
It's the Nosy Neighbor News Quickie.
Y'all nosy.
Man, these folks got to hit his no cap.
All right, Nosy Neighbors. It is time for another Nosy Neighbor News Quickie. Let's talk about it. Michelle Obama, you know, she has her podcast. Well, she just dropped her new playlist. She dropped a playlist to go along with her podcast, and it's got like Chloe and Halle on it. It's got Tiana Taylor on it and Erykah Badu. Of course, it's got Beyonce on it. It's a pretty dope playlist. It's called the Michelle Obama Playlist Volume 1, Music From and Inspired by the Podcast. So if you want to check out that full playlist, I have it up for you on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica. Shout out to Michelle Obama for that. Her podcast is the biggest podcast, had the biggest podcast launch in Spotify history. So shout out to her. I'm Miss Jessica, the girl next door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
I want to know what it is Quick is trying to say.
That's your Nosy Neighbor News.
Tell that.
I'm a dog. Every dog had his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Welcome to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Boy, we got a case for you today. Here's what the letter reads. My fiance has a twin, and they are very close. Best friends share everything close. The other day, his twin stopped by and dropped some big news on us. He plans on proposing to his girlfriend at our wedding. He says that he wanted to do it on that day because it would be special for him and his brother, my fiance. I told him absolutely not. I would show out if he proposed on my special day. Now my fiance is upset with me and called me selfish. But I feel like I have the right to be selfish on my wedding day. I've been dreaming of this day since I was a little girl. So we want to know who is guilty in this case. Is it the young lady or is it her fiance? Soon to be husband. Give us a call. 570-WPEG is Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom.
Start the whip. Turn up the radio. Your morning is lit. Give me that. With No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse on Power 98.
Stand with you. With you. WPEG Power 98.
I'm a dog. Every dog had his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Yes, yes, yes. Court is in session. Welcome to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Today's letter reads, my fiance has a twin and they are very close. Best friends share everything close. The other day, his twin stopped by and dropped some big news on us. He plans on proposing to his girlfriend at our wedding. He said he wanted to do it on that day because it would be special for him and my fiance, his brother. I told him absolutely not. I would show out if he proposed on my special day. Now my fiance is upset with me and called me selfish. But I feel like I have the right to be selfish on my wedding day. I've been dreaming of this day since I was a little girl. So who is guilty? Is it this woman or is it her fiance? Get on the phone lines and let us know. 570-WPEG. While you are dialing, here's Neo. You the love is Charlotte.
I'm a dog. Every dog had his day, man. Every dog.
You better call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
Welcome back to Miss Jessica's Doghouse Courtroom. Here is today's letter. It says, my fiance has a twin, and they are very close. Best friends share everything close. The other day, his twin stopped by and dropped some big news on us. He plans on proposing to his girlfriend at our wedding. He said he wanted to do it on that day because it would be special for him and my fiance. I told him absolutely not. I would show out if he proposed on my special day. Now my fiance is upset with me and called me selfish. But I feel like I have the right to be selfish on my wedding day. I have been dreaming of this day since I was a little girl. Who is guilty? Is it the woman or her fiance? Her fiance being the man. There it is. Power 98, good morning.
Okay. She's guilty. All right, me, I'm an identical twin. Like she said, man, my brother real close. We do everything together, so I feel bad because she trying to ruin his little shine with his brother, you know. Both of them deserve to, you know, be married. So, yeah, she being real selfish. I mean, it's already her wedding day. Why can't the twin propose? He's just proposing. It's just a proposal. So I'm going with the twin, man. I'd be mad at her, too.
You mean you going with the fiance's wrong?
You saying the fiance is wrong?
Yeah, I'm on the twin side. That's the side I'm on.
Yeah,
okay,
bro.
Okay, appreciate it.
Yeah, he kind of confused me at first, but I got it. I know what he meant.
Yeah. Big Rob says, nah, tell twin he got to sit this one out. He got to do that on his own time. Chitara says the fiance is wrong. Dominique Brooks says, twin tried it. Go propose to your girl on your own special day. Being that 803 says it's not that serious. Him proposing is not going to take away from her shine. Power 98, good morning. What you got
on? Definitely the fiance. First of all, how are you going to get mad at your own woman for, you know, expressing her feelings about her wedding day? If you propose at my wedding, I definitely am going to, you know, have a stroke at yours. Like, just get a stroke back on me. Like, you got me messed up.
Hey, let me say I'm going to have a stroke at yours. Boy, you something else. Boy, you are something
else. Uh-huh, surely will.
Thank you.
Do we get the comment
yet? Not yet. You already know the deal.
Well, I was going to tell you about some of my Facebook fans.
You already know that you...
Well, some of the jurors in the Facebook world, Delilah said, I think the bride I think the bride should not be that selfish. All the guys on my Facebook said the fiance, they said, but we're talking about the woman. But Jessica said, y'all got to write woman. So they went back and wrote woman. So all of them said, the woman is guilty. She needs to stop playing. Yeah.
All right. Well, give us a call. 570-WPEG. Who is wrong? Is it the fiance, the man? Or is it the woman in this case? 570-WPEG. Let us know.
Take
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, me.
If they love me or they hate me, it don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Mad House on Power 98.
I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog, I'm a dog. Every dog has his day, man. Every dog.
You better call, call with the good help.
Baby, I love you.
All right.
You are back in Miss Jessica's Doghouse courtroom. Today's letter reads, my fiance has a twin and they are very close. Best friends share everything close. The other day, his twin stopped by and dropped some big news on us. He plans on proposing to his girlfriend at our wedding. Mm. He said he wanted to do it on that day because it would be special for him and my fiance. I told him absolutely not. And I would show out if he proposed on my special day. Now, my fiance is upset with me and calling me selfish, but I feel like I have the right to be selfish on my wedding day. I have been dreaming of this day since I was a little girl. So, who is guilty? The wife or the young lady or her fiance, the male? Power 98, good morning.
Oh, I was saying the man is wrong. Well, every woman isn't the same. If she's already telling you that she wants her day to be her day, don't come proposing to somebody else on her wedding day. Leave it at that. Do it another day.
Thank you very much. Power 98, good morning. Who is wrong? Is it the woman or the fiance?
I think both of them. I think both of them wrong. All
well, that's
wrong.
Not how we do it in Miss okay. Jessica's Doghouse courtroom. You got to pick one.
Okay. Well, if that's the case, I think the man wrong. I mean, you can't, a wedding is a woman's day. All a man got to do is shut up and show up. So it's a woman's day. Better enjoy her moment. Now, if he want to propose on the wedding day, good during the reception and all that stuff while everybody dancing and chilling. You can compromise with your brother that way because you marrying her, not your brother.
There it is. Thank you. Power 98, good morning. Who is guilty, the woman or her fiance?
I think the woman is guilty.
And why do you say that?
Because, I mean, it's already her special day. Let her fiance's brother have some shine, too. They want to share the day, too. So let him propose to his fiance. Well, let him propose, too.
All right.
It's already her day. She's married.
Thank you.
Mm. Thank you.
All right. Go ahead, Larry.
Well, you know, after reviewing all the notes of the case, I would have to say that I feel like the twin brother is guilty. The one, not the one that's getting married, but the one who want to propose.
That's not, those aren't your options.
He ain't on trial. That's well, he should be guilty for telling on his damn self, you dumbass little boy. But
he is not involved in this.
No, I would say, I feel like the wife is guilty in this case because you know the relationship that your fiance has with his brother. You've had to be around him long enough. You know the relationship they have. You know this would mean something to, not only to him, but to also your husband to be. So therefore, I feel like you definitely are a little bit wrong in this situation. Now, I think you do it at the reception, but like I said in the beginning, I don't think the brother should have told him. He should have just went on here and did it at the reception. Mm. He shouldn't have told it on himself, dumbass little boy. Okay.
Go ahead, Bert.
I rest my case.
This one is kind of tough because as your future husband, you might want to take his feelings into consideration. But also as your future, with her being a future wife, he needs to understand that that is a special moment for her. I'm going to say the wife is guilty simply because the proposal by the twin won't take away from what the day is. Mm-hmm. It won't take away from the fact that they still got married. It's not going to be a negative moment. So, I'm going to have to say the woman is guilty.
Let me say this. And I normally don't speak on cases unless there is a tie. There is no tie. There is a clear-cut loser in this one. However, don't y'all be out here proposing at my wedding. Don't do that. Do not even think about it. It is not about you. It is about me and my fiance. This is a day to celebrate us. And it is okay for people to be selfish and do things for themselves, like, and make it about them. It's okay to do that, especially on something that's as special as your wedding day. The other thing that you need to take into account into it is, how is your girl going to feel about you proposing to her at somebody else's wedding? You know, that's not her moment. That's not her moment. She now has to share her moment, something that is special with this bride and this groom and everything like that. In all actuality, the brothers are being selfish in this case.
But here got to think about it.
Though, I object.
I object, dog.
But hey, guess what? It doesn't matter what y'all got to say. It's Miss Justice dog. I'm
objection.
And
dog.
I said what I said.
I ain't coming to this damn courtroom no more.
And according to the nosy neighbors, the fiance is guilty. Drop, play my drop, Larry.
I don't believe that. Hell no.
According to the Instagram post and the caller,
ain't no way.
The fiance is
they was
guilty.
Talking about the fiance meaning the woman.
On your page, Larry.
Yes.
On your page, but on my page, they made it very, very clear on Facebook and Instagram.
Let
the
me
fiance
see the
is guilty. Go ahead and look at Hey Miss Jessica on both of them.
I had 45 votes for the woman.
My hot key, Larry.
Whatever.
The verdict came down. You are guilty. So you remain in the doghouse.
If you have a case and you want it heard in Miss Jessica's doghouse courtroom, go ahead and send me an email. Morning Madhouse.
You can't handle the truth.
Case closed.
498 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B, Migos, NBA Youngboy, we need it, and of course it's time to play everybody's favorite game show. It's time to play everybody's favorite game show. Are you Black Smart? All right, let's meet today's contestant on Black Smart. Good morning, who this here?
Hello. My name is Betty Rock.
Hello.
Shelltown,
Betty Rock.
Hey,
what's up, Betty?
Shelltown, what's happening?
Hey, good morning.
All right, Betty Rock, we're going to give you three questions. If you get two of the three questions correct, you win. You are Black Smart. However, if you do not, we need your hood black card, all right?
All right,
what you got for Miss Jessica?
Betty Rock, I need you to tell me when we say hip-hop and R&B, what does R&B stand for?
Real and Black.
Bring the casket. Game, Betty Rock. I'm gonna let Burpee go because I'm gonna let. Go ahead, Burpee.
Real and Black.
I like it.
Since you're so real and black,
I like it.
Name two choirs in the black church.
The McKenzie Choir. That would be the youth choir.
Okay.
The youth choir.
All right.
And the spiritual choir, which is the adult choir.
Okay.
Time out.
That is right, though, Burpee.
The spiritual choir?
That might be what they call them in their church.
In what church?
The twins
go to
Springs, no, we don't have them.
The real
and
Black Church.
Maple Springs Baptist Church.
Who
Baptist Church?
Maple Springs Baptist Church.
They call them the spiritual choir?
We call it the spiritual choir, and the McKenzie Choir is the youth choir that I grew up on, and that was because the elder lady of the church was a McKenzie, her last name.
I let it go because you got an explanation. I let it go.
But she said the youth and the
youth.
Let's go.
All
right, don't you act like you just didn't say real and black.
Don't do that.
I like it, though. I like it. Real and black. We're going to use that. Power 98. We R&B. We real and black, baby. I like it. We're going to steal that. Okay.
Real and black.
Okay, Betty Rock, this is your third and final question. If you get this one correct, you win, you are Black Smart, all right?
Okay.
Kanye West interrupted somebody's acceptance speech during an award show. Whose speech did he interrupt?
What's that white girl name?
She is a white girl.
Better acting up on this show.
Okay. Give me 1 second, because I know her. Can I get 1 second?
You got one going.
I know her.
Yeah. She is a white girl.
She's a little skinny white girl.
Skinny white girl. She is a skinny white girl.
Yeah.
She's America's sweetheart.
Three.
Taylor Swift.
Okay, you got it. You got it. You got it. She looked on Facebook.
She looked on.
No, I
didn't.
I was thinking.
She on somebody
I was
live.
Snapping my fingers and rubbing my forehead.
Had to go through her. Better Rock, white girl.
What?
Rolodex.
What was you doing, Better Rock?
Snapping my fingers and rubbing my forehead.
Oh my God.
I'm Black Swan.
Hey, Larry, what does R&B stand for?
Real and Black, baby.
Child.
Running and blanking. Rocks and Blunts. That's what it stands for in the club.
Real
rocks
and Black,
no,
boy.
No, we ain't doing no rocks, Larry.
Rocks
only
and
rock we doing is Betty Rock.
Give
I
your
appreciate
time,
y'all.
Please.
My shout-outs. I want to thank God for making me Real and Black smart. Thank you, God. Shout-out to my mama. Shout out to my daughter. Shout out to the whole Shell Town. Shout out to Pal 98. Shout out to Charlotte.
Thank you, Better Rock.
Oh, Lord.
It's never too early to turn up.
Nah, man.
They love me or they hate me. It don't make no difference.
Turn it to the max with No Limit Larry in the Morning Mad Out on Power 98.
Got something on your mind you want to let out?
Yeah, why?
Call the Madhouse voicemail.
What up?
704-227-8780.
Holla at your folks.
What do you have to say? It go down in the deal. It go
down. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all crazy. No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. Y'all know what time it is inside the Madhouse. Madhouse question of the day. What we got today, Ms. Jessica?
We were talking about the school district in Illinois who says that students cannot wear pajamas or sit on their bed during remote learning. It is a must that they sit at the table. Do you agree or disagree with this mandate coming from this school system?
Adrian is my alias, says remote learning, at least for my school district, takes place during a standard school day. The children should present themselves ready to learn, point blank, period. That mean ain't no damn pajamas nowhere. What up, Sunshine Anderson? She said, Lord have mercy, child. A lot of these comments are exactly why some of us should not be homeschooling. Black folk, get yourself together and get your kids some structure. Tell them, Sunshine. I want what I want, says, yes, I agree. Let's teach professionalism early. Same as adults who work from home and have to do Zoom calls. You still have to present yourself properly.
Boy, I got a wide range of comments on this one. Sunshine was over on my page, too, but she was writing paragraphs, so I can't read all of her stuff. But basically the same thing that she was saying on your page, Larry. Brickhouse 38 says, what kids wear or what room they're in while virtual learning doesn't matter. The important part is having kids logged in and engaged in the learning. Shelly B03 says, I understand the rationale. They want them in a space to learn. I think that it is an acceptable guideline, not rule. If a student is not able to meet that guideline, then the school can make arrangements to have a small table or desk delivered. Get creative and use a coffee table or a shoebox with a blanket on the floor. I believe it prepares them for the next level. Mika 42 says, I agree 100%. Students should be dressed and should have to behave just like they're required to in school.
Riri718 said, because she works in the school system, so I may catch a lot of backlash for this. However, we are asking our families to just have the red, navy, and white shirt on as if they were in school. The bottoms we are not concerned with as long as they have pants on. We had kids in underwear in the spring. Working to get kids dressed in somewhat of the school manner can help get their mindset ready for the day from the house or wherever their learning environment may be for the day. We will still be working on scholars earning incentives even at home to build their social and emotional well-being. Also, it's important to remember that how parents speak about school in front of their kids will be passed on to their kids dealing with what is going on as well. That's a good positive mindset can help everything. We want to be partners through this, not the enemy. I don't feel like reading no more comments because that one took a long time. But
you know how the Madhouse voicemail do. You heard it on the Madhouse. You can comment on it, 704-227-8780. What y'all talking about?
Hey, I was just calling in on the virtual learning and the kids being at home. I'm a parent that doesn't have a kitchen table, so is that going to mean that I need to go buy a kitchen table?
Hey, this is Deja. I just wanted to answer the question of the day. So I definitely agree with Illinois. I agree with having kids get up and follow the rules, the same rules they would follow if they were actually in school in person. Because I do believe in what Jessica was saying. When you get up, and you have a sense of routine and you have a sense of structure, you're more likely to be productive. You're more likely to do what you need to do to be successful in class. A kid in their pajamas still laying in bed, they're more likely to fall asleep. Kids fall asleep at their desk all the time. So just imagine being in the comfort of your own home in your own bed and still trying to learn and be engaged with your teacher. And for the guy who said that people who work from home don't have to dress up, in a lot of cases, yes, we do. We still have meetings where we have to be in person. A lot of the times we have to be on camera. So we're still required to look a certain way. Kids should be held to the same standard.
Oh, Laris, who was that called in somebody having a stroke on the wedding day? That sounds like somebody I needed. Me. That boy sounds tender and nice. Oh, but anyway, honey, I don't care if your twin, your friend, your next of kin. You don't upstage nobody by proposing to some your wife chick or side dude on somebody else's wedding day. You don't lost your mind. That dude is out of his mind. I wish somebody would do that. Me and Dibble get married. Somebody come up there and try to propose. I'll go all out. Scratch, bite, and slap him. Kick him, too. Unless it's Burpee or Mr. What the Hell now. We can make some rain. Oh.
I hate him.
Hold on. Hold the hell on.
I hate him. You got it on your mind. Let it off. We dropped the Madhouse question of the day each and every morning at 6:05. We play your responses back at 9:25. And that was what me and my friend was talking about yesterday about the Madhouse question of the day. Are the uniform kids, do they still have to get uniforms and do they still have to wear uniforms to represent the school? Have CMS said anything about that? Because you're at home, you're not really in the school, but are we still wearing the uniform to represent the school? Like, do you have to go get this polo shirt with the school colors or whatever? Somebody got to let me know because I don't know. All right. It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse.
It's No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse voicemail. The views and opinions expressed are those of the Power 98 listeners and not the views and opinions of Power 98 or its advertisers.
What the hell is going on here?
What's going on, nosy neighbors? Miss Jessica, the girl next door, here with your nosy neighbor news from Monday, August 10th. Fabio Foreign is okay. Rumors begin to swirl that the rapper had passed away after a vehicle said to be his was shot at in Atlanta. Kenny Beats hopped on Twitter and wrote, "I just got a word that he is okay. The circumstances around the shooting are unknown."
I'm glad that Fabio is okay, and like you said, don't know what happened, but whatever it is, just glad that the young man is okay,
people,
man. What's going on?
Rumors on social media. Man.
I mean, but if somebody posted
R.I.P. to Fabio, and that's really how the rumor started. Yeah. So.
Y'all play too much. Stop playing like that.
I don't do that.
Carol Baskin is not happy with Cardi B, and Megan Thee Stallion is all behind their latest video, WAP, and the big cats that are starring in them. Baskin, who was the subject of the Netflix documentary The Tiger King, says that even though the cats were likely filmed and photoshopped into the video, it's still cruel to use them. She goes on to say that the worst thing about having big cats in the video is the glamorization and rich people thinking that they can own one as a pet.
Well, Carol, we still mad that your husband is missing and ain't nobody found him or found out who killed him.
And Carol, and nobody would know who you are if it wasn't for this Tiger King documentary. Where was you at 30 years ago when they was putting cats?
If it wasn't for the glamorization of cats at your little place.
Shut up, Carol Baskins.
Nobody care what you got to say, Carol.
Yeah, where's your husband at? Where's his body at? What cat is he in?
Your new husband need to look out.
He fragile.
Chris Brown has some new ink. The singer added a Doberman bearing its teeth to an ancient Greek statue, Venus de Milo. It's all on his head.
Thank you, Chris.
On the side of his
head.
We
appreciate it. Thank you.
It was done by a celebrity tattooist, and it's inspired by a tough crowd in an LA-based streetwear company. If you all want to see the tattoo, it's up on my Instagram story at Hey Miss Jessica.
Thanks, Christopher.
Thank you, Chris Brown, for your.
Would you all ever get? Well, Larry, you don't have tattoos, dude.
Not a one.
Burby, would you get a head tattoo?
No.
Would you?
Would I get a head tattoo?
Like a head or a face tattoo?
I would not get a face tattoo.
But a head tattoo?
I might get a head tattoo just because at some point I can grow my hair out and cover it. You know? If I want to shave it and go. I might do a head tattoo.
Okay.
Would not do a face tattoo. But it would not be as big as this one that Chris Brown has.
Yeah, Chris
this
Brown.
One is huge.
I don't know. I don't know what's
I would imagine. I'm tender headed, so it would probably hurt a little bit.
What did you say Rick James said, Burp?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
Hell of a drug.
2 Chainz has teamed up with Michelle Obama, and her nonpartisan group is called When We All Vote. He is working to dispel the myth that formerly incarcerated men and women lose their right to vote once they have done time. He says you need to check it out with your individual states. There are some guidelines that go on in each individual state, and you need to look into that. Remember, Snoop Dogg earlier came out and said, you know, he didn't vote because he thought he had lost his voting privileges.
Yeah.
Which was, it's still sort of hard for me to wrap my head around that, Snoop. But,
well, that's what they tell you. You know what I mean? Like, for a lot of felons, like, you've lost your voting privilege. But once you've completed everything, like, once you are probation and parole and all that, then you can go back to vote. A lot
who
of them
tells
know
you that?
That when you go into the system, they tell you you're stripped of all your rights.
Who is they?
The system, the court system.
The court system tells you that?
Yeah, you're stripped of all your rights. Yeah.
They tell you that the court system looks at you and tells you you cannot vote anymore.
Yes, they will tell you you're stripped.
You've lost your voting privilege.
You've lost all your rights. All your rights, including voting, yes. When you got the F on your report card.
Yeah, this is why people need to do. This is why people have to do their own research.
Yeah, you're right. I agree.
Do their own research. What does Nick Cannon think about Kanye West's presidential run? He says he loves it. Nick says America needs another black man in the White House. Back in 2016, Nick Cannon says that he was not voting in the presidential election because he believes that it's a popularity contest. However, he does believe in voting in local elections.
Mm. Okay, Nick. All right.
You gonna give me
everybody was on your side, Nick. I'm gonna tell this mess right here. Come on now. You done lost a little part of your mind.
You don't want to vote for Kanye?
No. No, I don't want nobody to vote for Kanye.
Nobody needs to vote for Kanye.
I don't want anybody to vote for Kanye. If you take voting seriously.
Mentally stable to run the United States of America.
Kanye the type of dude.
Wait a minute, Burby. Weren't you the same man just said you can't tell you what to do in your house? You can't tell me what to do with my vote. If I want to vote for Kanye, I'm going to vote for Kanye.
Well, then, if you vote for Kanye, I see what's wrong with your damn house. That's why I got a problem.
It's like if we said if you tell your kids they got to put clothes on,
that's different.
To go do it's not the same thing. Somebody telling me what to do.
Go ahead, Jessica.
And listen, don't y'all be out here playing around with Kanye West, man. Come on, man.
Kanye look like the type of dude that he's trying to change the name of the United States of America to something.
Donald Trump that changed the name of everything else. Why not?
And that's exactly why. Don't be out here, man. You can't play around with this mess.
United States are easy.
Man.
No, that's not
happy birthday to Michael Bivins and Jacob Lattimore. I'm Miss Jessica the Girl Next Door. That is your Nosy Neighbor News.
Jessica.
Neighborhood. Power 98.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.